From the Opubco studios at Britain and Broadway, you're listening to a News OK podcast.
Welcome back to the Oklahoman's TV Preview Podcast. I'm Penny Salden, TV editor, and joining me today is Melissa Heyer, assistant news research editor. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
Melissa and I were invited by Lifetime to take a sneak peek at the network's new original movie, Amish Grace, which premieres at 7 p.m. Sunday, March 28th, on Lifetime Movie Network, which is Lifetime's sister network. And actually the second highest rated channel for women.
Oh, that's interesting.
Second to Lifetime.
Well, there you go. Well, that makes sense, actually. Okay.
So, Amish Grace stars Kimberly Williams Paisley from According to Jim. And the movie is based on a true story about the aftermath that followed the 2006 schoolhouse shooting in the Amish community of Nickel Mines, Pennsylvania in 2006. The book it is based on is titled Amish Grace, How Forgiveness Transcended Tragedy. And what'd you think, Melissa?
Make sure you have your tissues handy.
That's for sure.
While you're watching this movie, definitely.
And just a moment ago, Melissa had brought up on the screen before the film even begins, there's kind of a disclaimer of sorts.
Yeah, it said something to the effect of, you know, that it's based on a true story like we see on a lot of things. Mm-hmm. But then I'm pretty sure it said that the family, that the main family that's in the movie was not a real family.
Yeah.
And so then you also found some research about that.
Yeah, because Kimberly Williams Paisley plays a character named Ida Graber. And she is one of the fictional Amish mothers featured in the movie, but the main character for sure. And what I had read was Lifetime did extensive research and put together composites of characters and personalities based on the interviews that they and research they had done. Yet the authors of the book, at the request of the movie producers, they did not want to consult and assist with the production of the film, but the book's publisher, of course, sold
which
the
is
rights.
Which is probably why the disclaimer was on there at the beginning of the movie.
So that's kind of weird how, you know, three men from the Amish community wrote the book, and the book's publisher sold the rights to the book, and yet they didn't want to participate in the production of the movie.
That is
kind of a weird circle.
That is interesting.
But anyway, this character that Kimberly Williams Paisley plays, Ida Graber, she's devastated by her daughter's death and struggles with her community's belief of transcending, you know, power of forgiveness. She even contemplated leaving the Amish community because she couldn't. She was having a hard time forgiving.
And I wonder, you know, it brought up a lot of more questions to me, like did that really happen? Was mm-hmm. there a mother of one of the victims that really did consider leaving?
According to Lifetime,
according to their composite sketch, maybe there was more than
one. Research, they must have felt they uncovered, you know, one of these mothers that had a glimpse of, you know, this is hard.
I can definitely see that happening.
Yeah.
I mean, I can definitely see that being very realistic because, I mean, forgiving someone who just goes in and murders innocent people and children in a schoolhouse, you know, and one of them's your family member, that is a little hard to forgive.
Yeah.
But I think that they displayed how that can come about, that forgiveness was done really well.
Mm-hmm. And Tammy Blanchard, she played Judy Garland in a great ABC movie a while back, Life with Judy Garland. She portrays the shooter's wife, Amy Roberts. And she, you know, that character in this movie tries to get involved with the Amish community and help them by giving them rides to the hospital and helping them at the grief counseling. You know, she herself was devastated that couldn't imagine her husband.
She was a victim, too.
Exactly.
And, yeah, just in total shock that her husband would do something like that. And apparently they had lost a child, and for some reason, according to this in this movie,
exactly.
And I think what was in the paper was he blamed God and someone else just needed to be punished for it, or I'm not really sure if you can rationalize any of that or not, how someone can think about that, but
yeah. But you know, Melissa, what really struck me is you know, this Amish community, they were so forgiving. They even, you know, went to the home of Amy Roberts to console her and tell her, you know, they are praying for her. And yet, whenever this mother, Ida Graber, had doubts and wanted to leave the community, they said, well, you know, we would...
shun you.
Yeah, shun. You would be shunned. It's like, okay, what about this forgiveness, you know, issue of... We forgive you, but if you leave our community, you are shunned. You cannot come back.
And her sister in the story had left the community and married outside in the real world, and she had been shunned. And we had talked a little bit about this when we'd watched the movie, that, you know, okay, you can forgive someone for killing your daughter, but you can't forgive someone for choosing a different lifestyle.
Yeah.
I thought that's a pretty intriguing question.
Yeah, so that's what came up in my mind. But I thought overall the movie was enjoyable. You know, again, I didn't know how much fact-based it was while watching it, but I still, you know, felt it was very moving.
I agree. I mean, forgiveness is ultimately a healthy thing, but definitely a hard thing to do sometimes. And I can understand why some people could never get to that point. You know, I know why it was had to be so hard for that mother. But ultimately, it does benefit you because you're the one. Now I sound like a therapist. I mean, you're the one that's holding all that bitterness and, you know, inside. But I thought it was a really good way of demonstrating the benefits of, if you can, you know, be able to do that.
Yeah. Well, so on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being outstanding, what would you rate Amish Grace?
I would give it probably an 8 on just how well it was done and the acting and everything. What would you give it?
That's what I was thinking, an 8, because, you know, it was a touching movie all around. You know, kind of wish that maybe they could have done away with that disclaimer at the beginning and had it all, you know, based on true accounts rather than kind of based on composite, you know, personalities and all.
I agree.
But anyway, I believe, and Melissa believes, that families should check it out. It's Amish Grace, premieres at 7 p.m. Sunday, March 28th on Lifetime Movie Network. And come back again next week because Melissa and I will have another TV preview to tell you about. Thanks so much for listening.